The 2019 climbing season on Mount Everest will be one of its deadliest, that's for sure. At least 11 people have already died trying to reach the summit. By now, you've probably seen the viral videos of dozens of climbers in a thin line like a zipper along the spine of the mountain, waiting in gridlock. Many running out of oxygen, others forced to climb over dead bodies. The Nepalese government issued 381 climbing permits this year, a record. And officials defend that. They say it was weather that's caused the deaths, not the crowds. Earlier this week, Here Now's Peter O'Dowd got through to National Geographic reporter Freddie Wilkinson on Everest covering this season. Here's their conversation.
Even from thousands and thousands of miles away, those pictures of the crowds on that mountain are terrifying because you just know what a dangerous situation those climbers are in. But you've had a front row view of it this season. What's going on?
Well, the Everest summit season is just wrapping up, and in the next couple of days, the Sherpa team that maintains the Khumbu Icefall will begin to dismantle the climbing route to the summit. And so most of the action is winding down here. It was an eventful year, and there was a little more unsettled weather, which resulted in less days to summit and forced a lot of people to go for the top on the same few days.
Were the hundreds of people trying to reach the summit in those last few days, were they all well prepared enough to make the climb?
Well, you know, Peter, it's a very heterogeneous group of climbers on Everest. And so some were well prepared and some not so much.
Were you in that line of climbers trying to reach the top? I mean, could you describe what that would be like?
Sure. I should say that I was not up on the upper mountain. My job on this expedition was to work at base camp as a journalist for National Geographic. And so I was not cleared to go above Camp 2, but I had the opportunity to interview a number of climbers and guides who were up there. And mountains can get more dangerous the more crowded they are. And I think that's what we see happening this year. I also spoke to several veteran guides who were a little agitated about this narrative that has come from the photo of the line. And they were quite adamant that the line isn't killing people per se. It's more of a cascade of events, bad decision making, and a lack of leadership that is really behind some of the tragedies you've been hearing about.
What do you mean, lack of leadership in what way?
Well, when you're going for the top of a mountain, you have to always remember that things aren't going to go according to plan and be flexible, be willing to adjust your plans when something bad happens. On Everest, people do tend to get tunnel vision and keep going to the top when maybe if there was a more experienced climber who could step in and say, geez, you're not moving too fast, and you've already used half your oxygen. You really need to turn around. You know, those sorts of sort of common sense decision making that sounds very straightforward at sea level, but when you're at 27 or 28,000 feet, it's hard to keep your eye on the big picture.
Plus, the drive to reach the top is so strong.
Yes, for every Everest climber, summit day is the culmination of a journey that is, you know, probably years in the making and certainly requires weeks and weeks of time away from home. So everyone wants to, you know, get their best crack at the top.
Well, we'd also heard that some people were concerned that tour companies are not experienced enough and they're letting just sort of anybody who wants to take a crack at the mountain, and that the government, the Nepalese government, is allowing too many permits. Do you think there's bigger picture problems going on here?
Yes. People need to understand that the guiding on Mount Everest happens in a very unregulated free market dynamic. And so there's a huge variety and diversity in the levels of professionalism that, you know, different commercial expeditions provide. You do see that many of the Nepal-based trekking companies are charging less and attracting more of a budget client. Fees for a Western guided Mount Everest ascent cost around $70,000 and up, whereas you can book with a Nepali trekking agent for about half that, maybe $30,000 or $35,000.
That was National Geographic journalist Freddie Wilkinson in Kathmandu speaking with Here Now's Peter O'Dowd about the number of deaths on Mount Everest. Later this week, Peter will speak with the grandson of the last surviving member of Sir Edmund Hillary's historic 1953 climb of Everest, the first successful summit. So much has changed since then.